The biggest games.
Recce for three, got it to go.
The most compelling stories.
Three of the former players had sons were on this particular Monroe team.
The area's best high school sports coverage.
Throws it down with two hands, the whole hoop is shaking.
That's a 10. That's a 10, baby.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Hunter Vaughn, and you know who I'm joined by. It's the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Sumrow. Dennis, we have another big news week in prep sports in the area.
A few things going on here besides getting ready for tournament time, which is just around the corner.
Yes, tournament time's just around the corner for track as well for baseball and softball and lacrosse as well. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. So the big news was that there is a lawsuit being filed against the Wanakee boys basketball coach as well as the former boys basketball coach by a parent as well as a former player, Dennis. And just kind of some of the bullet points here of what's being alleged in this lawsuit is that the Wanakee coaches held a youth camp in Wanakee's gym. Those coaches then took some of the money from that camp and used it to pay themselves, allegedly. One of the parents of a player in the program led a group to have the head coach removed from the team, feeling as though that was not an appropriate use of the money from the camp. The coach was not renewed by the school then, and the assistant coach took over. And then the new head coach, who was the assistant, began taking away minutes, eventually leading to the son of the parent leading that charge to be cut from the team. So it's a very strange situation and one that I don't think I've ever heard of before. You've been covering high school sports much longer than me, not to call you old, Dennis, but have you ever seen anything like this happen before?
No, there's been a lot of lawsuits. Usually it's about an ineligible player, somebody doing something wrong, and parents or people that have an axe to grind. We'll wait till right before state tournament time. Team's ready to go to state. Oh, and now they want to get them knocked out of the tournament, not thinking of the repercussions. And if you got information, you know, come forth with it. Why do you wait till the last minute? Well, this is, you know, kind of a wild story when you think about it, that the two coaches are being sued for basically cutting a player. It's an issue of playing time. Now, you know, cart before the horse. Was it son was getting dissed, so then the parent went out and tried to find some information on the coach. And, yeah, the coaches were running some camps, and the money was supposed to be going toward the youth basketball program, and they're saying it didn't, and that's in the lawsuit. They accused them of not paying for gym time. Well, different districts had different things, and if you're a coach, maybe you work out a deal where you get discounted or you get free gym time. Some sports you have to pay for it, some you don't. I've been a youth coach for a long time, and we went from not having to, in Cross Plains, rent the gym to, I think we were paying $20 an hour to rent the gym by the time I finished running the program a few years ago. So there's a lot of issues out here. You know, it's both sides to have something go to court. And if it is about playing time, you know, there's comments in there made about objectively better than these players or whatever. You know, there's three things that it comes down to when most coaches will say that are taboo. One is playing time. Two are style of play or, you know, strategies. And three are other players. You know, somebody comes in and says, oh, Johnny's, hey, that's not your kid. I'm not going to talk about it. You know, and some parents will come in and want to talk, but, oh, don't tell the kid I'm here. You know, because they're concerned. A lot of times, you know, it's up to the kid. My experience with it, with my own kids being athletes and having been a youth coach for a long time, is that, you know, it helps if there's an issue that you know, sit and negotiate and get things. It shouldn't get to this point where somebody's filing a lawsuit. Yeah. And if it is about playing time, about, well, my son didn't get it. And who's to say, one, you're not at practice, you don't see the tryouts, you don't see things. So that's what the coaches are paid for, professionally, to make some wise decisions. You might disagree with it. When my daughter, I coached my daughter in softball when she went to high school, I said, Kelly, here's your coach. I'm now your dad. Mm-hmm. And now if you got a problem, we'll talk about it. But it's your responsibility as an athlete to deal with things. And if you're not getting a fair shake, parent steps in, and then you go through the changes. But it sounds like a case of a parent not happy with a coach and didn't get what he wanted, and now he's taking it to this point.
Yeah, and to add an extra perspective to this, because I don't have any kids, I don't know what this is like to have a kid going through a youth program or a team or anything like that, and just to give an extra perspective along with Dennis, we're now joined by Joe Boucher, attorney with Niter and Boucher. Joe's also a legal consultant for the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. Joe, thank you for joining us on the show to kind of talk a little bit more about everything that's going on up in Wanakee. I know this is really just kind of messy, weird situation. So, you know, how legally, how do you kind of handle a weird situation where you have First and 14th Amendment rights being talked about with playing time?
Yeah, well, thanks, Hunter and Dennis, for having me on. Denny and I go a long way back, and we were shooting the breeze about when my kids played high school sports, and he covered them and so forth. You know, it was a crazy thing when I saw that article in the paper. Was it Sunday in the State Journal? Mm-hmm. About the lawsuit against the one former coach and one current coach at Wanakee? You know, I'm a lawyer, all right, but I don't look at going to court as the first resolution of a dispute. And certainly in this situation, you have playing time for a high school athlete. How do you possibly resolve that in litigation? I mean, what are the facts? Who are the experts on how much he should have played or how much the coach should have done? I mean, it doesn't ring like an easy thing to sort out, even if it were to go to litigation, and I'm troubled by it personally. I think I told you guys a story in our prep for this that, you know, I played for a high school coach by the name of Marty Crow, who was kind of legendary at the time, and my dad died when I was a senior in high school, and Marty wrote about my dad in his column in a local Catholic paper, basically saying Joe Boucher, my dad's name was also Joe. Joe Boucher was the perfect parent. He provided donuts from Boucher's Bakery for my team, and he stayed out of the, he didn't interfere. He just was a fan. And so that's kind of how I was raised. And I coached, you know, my kids in youth sports, and I was happy to take parent comments offline and talk. But playing time, you know, so I'm disappointed by the litigation as a lawyer, because it somehow gives a bad name to lawyers. You know, if you think, is it unnecessary? Is it reasonable thing to do? You know, on playing time, it bothers me personally.
Well, you know, from dealing with coaches over the years, there's three usually taboos. You know, one is talking about other players, right? Two is talking right. about strategy, and three mm-hmm. is playing time. And I'm from a generation you believe that competing in high school sports is a privilege, not a right. You have to earn that right. Academically, by being a good teammate, and sometimes being a good teammate is might be better than being a good athlete. You know, if it doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. So, that's the whole situation there. And then there's some other things in it. We don't know the whole story. Of course, everything's got two sides to it. So we're waiting to see what happens. But again, you know, as a parent and as a coach, anytime you got to go the legal route, that does not seem right. Now, what's going to happen down the road here? You can expect a little bit with the name, image, and likeness. And can you see a parent suing somebody because they can't jump to another high school because that coach is going to get more money? So we're looking at more litigation down the road. The WA doesn't want, you know, wants to get this name, image, and likeness before the courts say something about it. So, you're right. The attorneys can get a bad name, Joe. you're one of the good guys.
You know, we have a reputation as it is, lawyers, for doing kind of some silly things. So I don't know the merits of this case. I want to be crystal clear to everybody, to you guys and everybody listening. I mean, it's just a summons and complaint. It's not the facts. You know, so I can't weigh in on this particular case, but I'm kind of bothered in general by the notion. And Dennis, I'll share another story with you. You know, Dennis's son, Matt, was in music and things at Edgewood High School, where my kids went. My wife is in the help with the musical stuff. Well, kids get picked for parts in plays, right? They get picked for parts in performances. Mm-hmm. That should somebody, if your kid doesn't get the right part in the play, you know, how does that work, right? So I just think, that people make these decisions and they're doing, every coach, every person putting on a play wants to have the best possible team and the best possible play. They're doing the best they can, in mm-hmm. my judgment. That's, you know, having been a coach in grade school, you know, level, and I know that some of these coaches personally, they're just trying to do the best they can. So you're right, you know. But again, as to this case, I have no idea whether this case is meritorious or not. But the general notion of litigating these issues of playing time or whether the right part in the play, it bothers me, kind of fundamentally bothers me.
Now, Joe, with you having a legal background and then, you know, you had kids who were in extracurriculars and played sports and that in high school, mm-hmm. was there ever any time where you maybe they were frustrated about something and you thought about pulling out some of that legal background to help them out a little bit?
You know, Hunter, you're, that's the right question, but the answer is no. I mean, hopefully, I kept my emotions in check. We all want to win. We all want our kid to do well. Heck, I'm no different than any other parent. But at some point, you have to step back and say, this is high school sports, right? This is high school youth sports. What is he or she supposed to get out of this? They're supposed to learn how to compete. They're supposed to learn how to be a teammate. They're supposed to learn how to lose and win graciously. They're supposed to learn a whole bunch of things. And I have to emulate that as a parent. I have to show them by my leadership that this is how this should be. As a parent, I want to emulate the behavior I want from them, right? So I have to, despite my frustrations or this or that, I'm not going to resort to being a lawyer first. I'm going to be a parent and try to emulate, you know, what I want my kids to do in a disappointing situation, win or lose, right? That's what I want to show them. So, yeah, sure, that's frustrating as a parent. Heck, I had parents come to me when I coached, you know, this and that. They'd say things. We'd have a calm, reasonable conversation, but that's where it should end, right?
That's
in
right.
my opinion.
And when mm-hmm. and first and foremost, we have to teach your kids, one, how to stand up for themselves and to have accountability.
And so, sports does that, right? I mean, it's really good for that. And we supposedly, as a parent, have to emulate that behavior, right? We have to, yeah. But we
correct.
Have to emulate it as a parent. We can't get from our kids what we don't do ourselves, right? And so I want to emulate the behavior. I wanted to emulate the behavior I wanted from them, you know?
All right. Joe, thank you so much for joining the program and giving an extra perspective. I'm not a parent at all. I mean, I swam and ran cross country, so I had the exact times to know where I should be with the rest of the team. So I thank you for giving that extra perspective, both a little bit legally as well as then as a parent as you joined the show today. Thank you so much.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks, fellas, for having me.
Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania continues next, along with our new coaches series, as we'll have Antoine Manning, the new head coach of the Madison East Purgolders football team, joining the show next on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. Give me something. Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania continues on. I'm Hunter Vaughn. Here with me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summerow, and we continue our new coaches series as the Madison East Purgolders have a new head football coach, as we have Antoine Manning joining us. Antoine, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Antoine, we've been trying to get a little bit of a background on all of these new coaches that have been coming into the area. So let's start off with just kind of giving us where you went to school and how you ended up here at Madison East.
I went to school. I went to Western Illinois, where I played receiver. When I got done with my eligibility, basically I transferred to Platteville, University of Wisconsin-Platteville. I finished up, so that's what first brought me to the state. Once I graduated, I went on to South Dakota State as a graduate assistant. When I got done with that, that's what brought me my education. So it kind of brought me into the Midwest from South Florida.
And you're actually here a little bit early because you're a track coach, too.
Yes, I'm a track coach over at Middleton, coaching a long and triple jump.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And Are they aware you're a football coach now?
You said, where was I a football coach?
No. They're all the kids are aware that you're going to be coaching now a conference rival in the fall in football?
Yes. When it hit the paper, everybody knew.
So, Antoine, why Madison East of all of the different schools and that stuff in the area? What was it that drew you to coaching there?
The big thing that drew me to coaching is I wanted a place that wanted me. So as I applied at different places, it was trying to find somewhere that can identify with me as an individual that likes to help students. And I felt that the best place for me to help students would have been Madison East. Being that I grew up in an inner city, I understand inner city backgrounds, and that was the place that drew me the most.
Where does that, you know, drive and that interest to help students in particular come from for you?
The fact that my high school coach back in Florida, he was a big proponent of education. He was a military guy. Matter of fact, our whole entire staff were all military guys. So that was my first drive. Then when I got to Western Illinois, my head coach was also a military guy. So it was that drive, the resilience to never giving up, that has drove me. Then the fact that I lost my brother some years ago, that I want to make sure that nobody else misses their blessing, that everybody gets the opportunity to go off to college or basically do good with what their God-given abilities they have and be able to be good, outstanding young men.
Coach, I lost a brother, too. How did you lose your brother?
It was a tragic murder. I was coaching at Lincoln University and got the word while we were getting ready for a spring practice that my little brother was tragically murdered.
Oh, sorry to hear that. So you're trying to, I guess, represent the thoughts of your brother every day?
Yes, sir.
What do you? What side of the ball? Are you going to be an offense coordinator, defensive coordinator, or your strengths lie? You said you were a wide receiver coming up. Are you more an offensive or defensive guy?
I'm a defensive guy by coaching pedagogy. So the funny story is I was at South Dakota State. We were getting ready for a game, and we had a young man did something boneheaded before the game, and I got moved to defense just in pregame, and I've never been back to offense since then. So it just happened. It made me a better coach because now I understand both sides of the ball. So, but I coach defense. I'm a defensive back coach by nature now.
We're joined by Antoine Manning, the new head coach of the Madison East Pergolders, here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. And Coach Manning, when fans go out to Madison East now in the fall and they watch your team play, what can they expect to see, you know, kind of schematically from your team? And what sort of style of play do you expect to play this fall?
I'll start with offensively. Offensively will be a balanced offense. A lot of 11 personnel. I like to find the plus one of a point of attack. So we will run the ball and pass the ball off of that run. Defensively, we'll be a multi-defense. I am a big proponent of 3-4 because it's easier to find skilled guys, but also be able to get into a four-man front. I'm a big proponent of bringing pressure and bringing pressure on downs when people don't expect it to come.
Oh, so the team leader in sacks, that's a pretty big stat for you.
Yes, sir.
And you're also your physical education coach. Now, you've been commuting back and forth here from Illinois. Where are you teaching?
I teach at Summit Academy, which is an alternative school in Illinois. It's one of the largest in the state of Illinois. So being with my passion for people that have been things that have happened, I'm trying to reach out to the young people that I work with every day to get them back on their right track.
And are you going to be, is there a teaching job for you at East?
There is a teaching job for me at East. They're just working through all their processes right now.
And will that be any particular field? Is it going to be physical education or health? Or?
No, it'll be in special education. Yes, I got my bachelor's in physical education. I got my master's in sports pedagogy from South Dakota State. And currently, right now, I'm in my last semester at Blackburn College of getting my special education licensure. So right now, with I took 13 hours in the summer and 18 days, 15 in the fall, 15 in the spring with a 4.0 with coaching and working full time. So I've been multitasking a lot.
I was going to say, you're only a little busy, it sounds like.
Yeah. Wow.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But education is a big proponent for me. So I want to instill that to the players at East, that you have to get your education.
Oh, I love that.
You want to talk a little bit about your track kids? You've got a girl, understand, who's a pretty good long jumper.
Yes, she is. She has surprised me every meet, every week. I get surprised every time when I see her jump. And I'm at awe and innate. And I tell her all the time, I'm a sports psychologist when it comes to her, that I'm talking to her about, forget the last jump. Let's go. I tell my favorite saying to them all is, aim for the sky, shoot for the moon. Let's go get it. And that's what she does every meet. She goes and shoots for that and goes and gets it. So I'm so proud of her right now.
And that is who?
Kara. And she is a junior.
That's a Mateer, right? Kara Mateer?
Yes, sir.
A junior, wow. So you got a lot to work with there. Have you ever gone to the state meet, the Wisconsin state track and field meet in lacrosse?
No, I haven't. I should have the pleasure of going this year.
Oh, I consider it the best event because to all boys and girls, all divisions, best athletes. To prepare you for it, one day is usually a sauna, and one day is usually a monsoon. And last year, I think we finished the first night because of rain delays. We finished about 1 o'clock in the morning. So you get all kinds of weather there, and it's a great event. So I hope you get to take a couple kids there. It'd be awesome.
Yes, sir.
Now, back to the football side of things here, Coach Manning. Besides what we talked about with kind of the X's and O's of your team, I always like to ask these new coaches, how do you want fans to, when they're walking away from your games, define the team that they just saw play out on the field?
Just understand that it's all about a team effort, that we're going to have toughness, we're going to have an attitude, we're going to have effort, and we're going to have a mentality that we're never going to give up. We're going to go into the last whistle. We're not going to flinch. We're going to play through the whistle. With the new coaches I have coming in, some of them I've coached in college. Some of them I've worked with at different colleges or institutions. A lot of them, they have just as much experience as I do. A couple of them were former head coaches at different institutions, at high schools. So it's going to be exciting to have all of us together.
How nice is that for you coming in as a new head coach, having other guys on your staff who have been in the same position as you, having been head coaches?
It's a wonderful feeling because now the big thing is all of us are on the same track with our brain length with everything. So it's easy to talk to somebody that's done it. So for one, for me, if I'm thinking about something, they've probably already done it, and now – however they've done it before, if it wasn't successful, now we know how to navigate it to get it right on track where we want it.
Have you had a chance to meet with your team, with the kids for East?
Yes, I met with them a few weeks ago. The crazy part is I see a lot of them at track meets, and I talk to them when I'm at the track meets. The other thing is that I've been trying to get them different exposures right now. So there was a camp that was in Northern Illinois. I got some of them invited there at Edgewood. There was a camp there last weekend, and I got two of them invited there. So trying to get them exposed to different things. So I have got a chance to meet some of them. I'm going to meet some incoming freshmen tomorrow.
Are you going to be coaching track at East 2 then next spring?
That is the plan of what they've talked to me about. I just don't know. I'm trying to get... my mind is how it's wired. If I start something, I have to finish it. So I don't think about a lot of that logistics until I'm done with what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're at Middleton. That's correct. What'd you do in the winter? Were you a winter sport athlete in high school?
Yes. In high school, I played football. I played basketball and I ran track.
Oh, multiple sport guy after my own heart. Yes.
And my uncle was the band director, so I was in the band also.
Oh, a guy after my heart.
There
then,
you
Dennis.
Go.
I was
yeah.
a band kid too.
Yeah, Jesse Nelson on our staff was was a big band guy. So,
what'd you play in the band?
I didn't play an instrument really. I was a drum major.
I was the drum major my senior year too.
Awesome.
Well, for the most part, I did a lot of dancing.
Oh, this is going to be something we're going to have to see some TikTok of the coach dancing after a East victory, right?
Yeah, I had some kids at a former school I was at that they told me if we get two interceptions in a game, coach, you have to dance. And I thought they were just blowing smoke up me. And then they had talked to the student section, the principal and the superintendent. And as soon as they got the interception, they ran over to the sideline. He's like, coach, you got to dance. And we had already practiced the dance, and I did it. And then the kids filmed it. And it was hilarious.
All right, the dancing coach. I love it. Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time, Coach, and welcome to Madison. Now, you're in Middleton, but now you're going to be over in the east side of town. So I'm sure per Golden Country, you'll be wearing their purple and gold before you know it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that was new head coach for Madison East, Antoine Manning. Thank you so much, Coach Manning, for joining the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
If you missed any of our conversation with Antoine Manning or the rest of the show, you can head on over to WisconsinOnDemand.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up next, we sit down with Jack Dateen, the senior pitcher for the Verona Wildcats, here on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania continues on. I'm Hunter Vaughn, here with me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Sumrow, and we're joined by Jack Dateen of the Verona Wildcats, a pitcher. And Jack, I hear that you can throw the fastball pretty fast, right? What are you getting it up to now?
I'm around like 95 right about now. I top 95 and then I sit low 90s.
And then you got a wicked curveball here too.
Yeah, that pitch has really grown on me, and it's really taken off in the past year. It never was good when I was younger, when I was pitching at a younger age, but my buddy just showed me a grip one day and I was rocking with it, so I think that's a big factor that helped it take off right there.
Now you're Xavier commit, but you're going to have a chance to maybe be in the major league draft. Could you imagine this four years ago that you'd be in this position?
No. To start, I wouldn't even imagine I'd be going to Xavier. I was just a pretty small, scrawny kid that really needed to gain some weight. So I'm just super thankful for all of my opportunities and blessings.
So what was it that, you know, helped you kind of take off there? Because I saw another interview that you did, and you talked about that and how you were on a B team at one point. And then all of a sudden now, you know, you're talking about top five rounds of the MLB draft.
Yeah. I'd say the biggest factor was just getting in their weight room. I work out with Total Athlete Performance, and they've been great. I've been there since I was 12, and that really just set the foundation for me. Kind of changed my mindset, and I just really need to get better and get in that weight room and get stronger, bigger, more twitchy, just stuff like that.
Well, and now Dennis mentioned that you're committed to go play college ball at Xavier, but with the MLB draft stuff, like, how does that work exactly? Like, do you have to kind of wait to go to Xavier until the draft, or like, what happens here with those two options?
Yeah, so I'll wait till July, till the draft, to see, like, what my decision is. But obviously two great decisions, and you can't really go wrong with either one.
What were you looking to study in college?
Something along the business lines, like real estate or finance.
And have you reached out to, we're talking off mic about Ben Rorfett, former catcher. Verona playing with Tampa Bay now. Have you reached out to other, you know, former Verona players or guys that maybe can help you with that decision?
Yeah. Let's see. Ben reached out to me. I think my coach had him reach out to me and just give me a rundown of everything, things he would would have changed, things he did well and stuff like that. So he was a help. And then another good buddy of mine, Cal Fisher, has been really helpful. He just went through the process last year. And
Deerfield guy, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, he's been a huge help. And I'm grateful for the people around me. And, like, you know, that I have those resources has been a big help.
What's the best piece of advice Ben Rortfett gave you?
I think he just said that, just have fun with it. Like, just everyone knows, like, I'm a good ball player, and you just need to go out and have fun, not take things too serious.
Play any other sports at Verona?
I do not right now. In the younger ages, I used to play football and basketball, but just baseball right now.
Yeah, when did you decide just to focus on baseball? When did it kind of that come into play?
I'd say around freshman year. Just kind of need to focus on it. So
that was Ben's. That was pretty much that's the way Ben went.
He had a
batting cage in his basement, from what I understand.
Yeah, we have a hitting setting up in the basement too. So,
do you guys have enough room for you to like throw some warm up pitches and that in there, or is it not quite deep enough?
It's not that big enough, but we can fit like a net and a tee and some turf.
Okay,
there, so.
We're joined by Jack Dateen, pitcher for the Verona Wildcats, committed to play baseball at Xavier, but might end up maybe going in the MLB draft here early on, so some decisions there. Now, your team, you've been a part of a couple of no-hitters. So I've always wondered for pitchers, as you're going through it, you know, maybe you get through that second, third inning. Are guys out in the dugout, like, talking to you about it, or are you just somebody, like, you don't want to know, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, they didn't get a hit all game?
Yeah. I'd say in the past I really just haven't known or thought about it even. Just kind of one of those things that you just put your head down and keep going. I guess I just don't really pay attention to that, but I know it's a golden unspoken rule to not speak about the no-hitter if it's going on. So,
well, as some managers say, you guys got to stay away. Almost treat you like a leper. You know, you're kind of off in the corner by yourself.
Yep.
But who's your catcher?
Nate Novinska. He's been a buddy of mine for a while, and we played baseball together since Verona Little League. So, it's been great. He's going on to Madison College to play baseball as well. So,
and you got a few other teammates going to be going on to play college ball.
Yep. We have Owen Davis. He's committed to Edgewood College. And then Alex Rich going to UW-Eau Claire. And then also another
Dylan Hesch.
Garrison Cotty. Yep, Dylan Hesch. Forgot about him. He's going to Upper Iowa. And then Garrison Cotty playing football at Drake.
I think you got one more guy playing football too.
Oh, we have
Max Jones going to Carleton.
Oh, yeah. Yep, Max Jones. And then we also, ironically, we have another guy, Nate Kerwin. He's going to play volleyball at Aurora.
Wow, you guys, that's a heck of a senior class. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys been buds all the way through youth sports?
Yeah, through youth sports, definitely. Seen everyone around, know them pretty well. But I'd say last year we weren't really as close as a team, but this year, man, we're really tight. We like know what it takes, and we like it feels more of like a brotherhood this year.
Well, a 13-3 record overall, 10-2 in the Big Eight. Some big games coming up this week, and conference title is still in Sun Prairie East is a little bit out in front, but you got some plans to hopefully end up. Up where the baby Brewers play. Wouldn't you like to go up the Fox Cities?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Have you ever gone to a state baseball tournament game?
I don't think I have. I remember just always watching them on TV or whatnot.
Well, that's an awesome facility. So if you keep doing what you're doing, you had no-hitters, but the first two games you were part of no-hitters?
Yep.
Was that the first time you'd been involved in one, or did you throw one in youth?
Last year, I think I was involved in like two, but this year was my first like solo no hitter.
Now you're committed to go to Xavier. What was it about that school that made you want to commit there?
Yeah, like really just Coach Billy O'Connor and the coaching staff. They just made me feel at home, made me feel part of the family. Billy's just a really good person, guy, and good coach, and just a young program that's really taken off. So it's just something I wanted to be part of, and also had great facilities, great academics, and they play, I don't know, they're not a Power 5 program, but they play a really rigorous program. So,
and you've been part of the GRB program since how old?
I joined in 11U.
Is that how the scouts kind of found you, is through playing through GRB?
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of just took off my 16U year. That's when things really started picking up and started getting recruited. And Greg's great with that. He's been a big help.
What other schools were interested in you that you were kind of having to decide between?
Yeah. I had my schools down to Minnesota, Creighton, and Missouri State. Those are some of the other ones.
Well, being a Wisconsin guy, I'm glad you didn't pick Minnesota.
Yeah. Kind of glad I didn't know.
Heading east. So now you're counting the days. How tough is it, knowing that you're going to have to make a decision down there? Is it having a good team, I guess, that you're with right now, does that kind of help you get through all this?
Yeah, for sure. It's been just fun balling out with these guys.
Outstanding. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And this was Jack Dittine, pitcher for the Verona Wildcats, joining us on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Jack, thank you so much, and good luck with the rest of your season. Hopefully we see you playing up in the state championship game up in Appleton.
Yes, sir.
Dennis Sumrow and I wrap things up next on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN Madison, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. Finishing up on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, I'm Hunter Vaughn. Here with me, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Sumrow. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Dennis, to finish things up, we've got some teams in conference games who are, while they're still playing the game, they're also trying to do some good for the community. First in the Badger Small, Mount Horeb and McFarland are playing each other and raising some money for cancer.
Yes, the strikeout cancer game, it's an annual game for Mount Horeb. And what makes this one interesting is a lot of times groups will raise things for an association. This one is community-driven for an individual. And this year they're going to be honoring Jimmy Kuhn, who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer June a year ago. He had chemo. He had some other issues. He had surgery February 1st, now 3 months out from the surgery. He and his family really appreciate all the love and support. And people were sending cards and bringing food by and helping out with yard work and stuff. But it's Mount Horeb baseball at its finest. Mm-hmm. Last year for Jennifer O'Connor, they raised over $8,000. Anna Loger, a year before, $18,000. So this is one of these events that really, for the kids, shows about, besides the game between the lines, that there's a lot more important, and it's about giving back. Ryan Finley, the head coach, played with Jimmy Kuhn years ago in slow-pitch softball, and they've known each other for a long time. And when Jim was struck with cancer, it was, what can we do? That's mm-hmm. the first thing. And this game has become an annual event. Ryan, city coached Jimmy's son in basketball years ago and played a big role in the championship 10 years ago. So he's got some pretty good ties with the family, but there'll be a lot of things going on with this event. The usual silent auction. They're going to have a lot of food and a 50-50 raffle. A lot of things. There'll be a silent auction. If you just contact Mount Horeb High School, they'll connect you with the website if you want to bid on some of the silent auction items. But it's all for a good cause to fight cancer. And you're getting two of the best programs around. Coach Fellner at McFarland is a longtime coach and a member of the Coaches Hall of Fame. And Ryan Finley, the head coach, I think is a Hall of Famer in his own right. So this is a great battle and battling for a conference title right now. So
yeah, battling for a title in the Badger Small. And then we've got two other teams, rivals with Middleton and Sun Prairie East in the Cardinals strikeout cancer game. That was a game that we've even covered here at ESPN Madison, but that game next Thursday, May 16th.
Yeah, the one with Mount Horeb is on Friday at 5 o'clock at Mount Horeb High School, and this one will be at Sun Prairie East High School, the 10th annual Cardinals Strikeout Cancer, and it rotates between the schools. Last year was at Middleton. This year, now it's being sponsored by Sun Prairie. And really, you know, it's something that goes to the UW Health American Family Children's Hospital, the development outreach program. And they've raised, in the 9 years so far, more than $177,000. Think about that figure. The goal this year is to get over that $200,000 mark. It's going to feature ceremonial and also emotional first pitches, individuals who've been touched by cancer, an in-game raffle. There's a lot of prizes. It's amazing all the businesses that will chip in things. Concession stand, they'll be selling T-shirts. They have sponsorships, so it'll be the same thing. You can contact Sun Prairie High School or Middleton High School for information on that, since they coordinate together. And it started out with two coaches that aren't coaching anymore now. Mm-hmm. Their successors have taken over the program. So I think it's a great activity, and I'm hoping to get out there for both of them. And actually, I will be at the one on Friday for the Mount Horeb newspaper. I'll be covering that for them. So I get to see firsthand the work of a great community, Mount Horeb and McFarland chipping in, and that's another outstanding community baseball-wise as well.
Yeah, and you're going to get to see some great baseball too, as well as, again, both Mount Horeb and McFarland.
Yeah, Sun Prairie East is actually unbeaten in the conference. They're ranked number one in the latest poll for state. You know, they break up the high school. They go from Sun Prairie to Sun Prairie East and West, and yeah, it's like breaking up the Yankees. No. They're still the Yankees, I think, of the area. Under Coach Rob Hamilton, a Hall of Famer, did a great job, and now he's passed the gauntlet to Jack, his assistant. And I'm really looking forward to getting to both games.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, looking ahead for the rest of the area high school sports, we're going to have some track.
Big A conference meet on Friday. Yep. And then next Tuesday is the Badger Small and the Badger Large meets, along with other conference meets in the area. And before you know it, CD meetings are starting up here within a few days. And already kind of plotting all the state tournaments. We've got about 6 weeks, and we'll be done with it.
Yeah, because there's still going on. We've got baseball going on. Softball is getting towards the end of their season. Like you just said, track is at conference, and then they'll have regionals and sectionals before then going to lacrosse for state. Plus, speaking of lacrosse, the sport.
The debut of lacrosse as a WIA sport and the state championship game will be held at Sun Prairie at their awesome stadium.
Yeah, that's going to be a great sight for some awesome lacrosse for that state championship game. I'm Hunter Vaughn. Joined with me, as always, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Summerow, and this has been Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. If you missed any of the show, head over to WisconsinOnDemand.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.